We are awed by the size, power, and beauty of the bald eagle. And wildlife biologist John Buck of the Vermont Fish and Game Department joined Sarah Zahendra and Kent McFarland for this edition of Outdoor Radio for a conversation about the personality, nesting habits, and status of bald eagles in Vermont.
Sarah, today we're lucky enough to be on the banks of the Connecticut River looking at a conservation success story.
We are, and I want to give a little test to the listeners first by describing how this bird was once written about. It was written that this is a bird of bad moral character. He doesn't get his living honestly, and besides, he is a rank coward.
Well, we're lucky enough to be joined by John Buck from the Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department, and we're standing here looking at the nest of this creature, which is, Sarah, a...
the bald eagle.
John, thanks for joining us today. It's great to have you with us again.
It's my pleasure. Thanks so much. That quote was requoted by other naturalists and people who have studied eagles over the years.
One of the reasons it's described like that is because of the way they do make their living oftentimes, right?
They are, in addition to being really good scavengers and bullies, but they also are very good hunters. You know, they make their nest close to water where they do a lot of fishing. They'll take ducks off the water too, and small mammals as well, and they're quite good at it.
They don't just steal things from other predators.
They're opportunistic, and you know, if an osprey has a fish, there's no reason to go into the water and get one yourself.
Well, I've got my spotting scope set up here, and it's looking across the river at an actual eagle nest, and the male or the female, I'm not sure which one. Do you know, John?
No, we really can't tell because both sexes share in the responsibility of nest building and of incubation, and as far as rearing the family, it's a, you know, a shared responsibility. So we really can't tell. You can sort of tell when they're next to each other because female eagles are often a little bit bigger.
As long as it's an adult bald eagle, you really can't miss what you're looking at. It's got the beautiful white head, a huge yellow beak.
Yeah, you're talking about a female that can weigh up to 12 pounds or so. So it's not a small animal.
That's big.
So you've had these here for at least 3 years, John, monitoring them. They'll mate for life, pretty much.
Yes,
right?
They will.
And they're going to stay here for, I mean, heck, they could be here for another 15 years.
They could. They show great fidelity to the site. So even if they lost the nest, there's a good chance that this pair would find another site nearby. As long as the two are alive and the two of them get along, and they will stay together for the rest of their lives. It's very, very common for wild bald eagles to live 20 to 25 years.
It is staring right at us as it sits in the nest. And that nest is at least 4 or 5 feet across, isn't it?
Yeah, that sounds pretty typical, Kent, for a bald eagle's nest. They can be 4 to 6 feet in diameter sometimes and weigh several hundred pounds.
And they've used this nest for a couple years now?
At least. We've known about this nest now for at least 3 years. And I'm sure it's been here before we discovered it, you know, for some time. Because they, you know, being so large, they don't get built in a day, like a robin's nest or something. This takes time to construct this thing.
But every year when they do come back and nest in that same spot, they spruce it up a little bit. They'll add twigs.
The listener should understand that a twig is really something you might use for firewood. They take some serious wood into the trees, and the nests are huge. They have to hold, you know, the birds are big. They have to make space for a bird that's got a 6-foot wingspan. And if there's 2 or 3 eaglets that are eventually going to use that nest as sub-adults, they will, you know, you need some space. So this has got to be a big, big place.
And from what I understand, what, it's about 30, 35 days for the eggs to hatch. But then it's, what, 3 months or something like that the eaglets are growing up in that nest?
Yeah, it's, you know, from start to finish, we're looking at about a 5-month process here from egg laying to fledging. And a lot of that is just hanging out at the nest. And then there's a period of time when they start to experience lift, you know, and they open their wings and they can feel themselves kind of getting lighter. And I've watched them actually become scared. All of a sudden, this great sensation that they're not bound to the earth any longer. And it's, you know, like a child learning to walk. It's exciting, but it's scary too at the same time. And so they stay around the nest for a little while they're learning to fly, learning to hunt, begging their parents to take care of them. And the parents are saying, no, it's time for you to fly on your own. And so there's this, you know, parent-child relationship that we are kind of accustomed to ourselves,
we're all
too.
Familiar with
yeah,
that.
but it's really an interesting relationship to watch.
It wasn't always that you could see bald eagles in Vermont. There was a long period of time during which we had none and during which there were actually none in the United States. Is that correct? And tell us about why that is.
Well, the eagles, as so many species did, really fell on hard times as the continent was transformed by European settlers. And in Vermont, you know, the forests were removed for lumber and for agriculture. Without large trees around, bald eagles had nowhere to nest. So that really diminished their population significantly. And as the forests returned, more nesting sites, you know, became available, but the waters were badly polluted with sawdust and oil and who knows what else, you know. That had to be cleaned up. And then all the while this is taking place, this chemical known as DDT, we're all very familiar with, you know, had this devastating impact on all birds of prey, all the birds at the top of the food chain. So there's this triad of things that has to occur to allow bald eagles to return, and that is the removal of the toxins, which DDT is at the top of the list, and cleaning up the water so the food base can thrive and provide nourishment for eagles and others, and then the forest had to return too. All of this has happened in the late 20th century, now the 21st century, and we're seeing a return of bald eagles not only in Vermont but across the United States and Canada. In fact, the bald eagle is no longer an endangered species in the United States.
So how many nesting pairs do we have now in Vermont, and how do you guys know how many we have?
Largely, we find out about the nests from citizens. There are 21 nesting pairs as of last summer, and hopefully they'll be very successful. We've lost a few nests over the years to late winter snowstorms. Get a big March snowstorm or April snowstorm, and it can take the tree down, and we've lost a few nest that way. But the population is growing at such a rate that those losses are quickly overcome by the gains of new nests. So,
yeah, so we're looking at this nest, and it's pretty far away. We're using a spotting scope, and that's a good point, John. I always like to stay pretty far away from these nests. I'm sure there's nests where people get close, but do you guys have some tips and rules about what to do around some of these nests when you want to watch them?
Always be respectful of distance and monitor the bird's behavior while you're watching to make sure you're not causing any problems with their, you know, their comfort level. The other thing to respect is the landowners. Most of our eagles' nests are on private land. We really encourage all birders to pay respect not only to the eagles and other birds that you're watching, but also to the landowners that are nearby.
So, guys, this has been a magnificent wildlife watching experience. It's another one of our easy roadside, don't have to trek into the North Country to see some beautiful wildlife. John, thank you so much for bringing us out here and talking to us about this rank coward.
My pleasure, as always, Sarah. Thank you so much.
I'm Sarah Zahendra.
And I'm Kent McFarland.
Thanks for listening to Outdoor Radio.
Have you seen a bald eagle recently? You'll find a link to report your sighting at vpr.net, as well as photos and learning links. Outdoor Radio is produced in collaboration with the Vermont Center for Eco Studies, with support from the Jack and Dorothy Byrne Foundation.